This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull.
Yeah, they're trying to ban professional bull riding, saying it's dangerous. You know that, right? There's movements to do that, and I'm sure they will. Because you're not allowed to shine. You're not allowed to go through danger. You're not allowed to develop into a man or a woman. We're going to keep you real safe on a government reservation, dumbed down. And that's how we're going to control you. That's what they've done, is turned the Western world into a giant prison with a bunch of brainwashed people. Carol, Kyle, Carson, Chris, Clifford, I'm going to get to all of you now. Carol, go ahead and make your point about responding to Matt earlier that was talking about Bernie Sanders. Go ahead.
Okay. It's like trying to educate someone who's semi-informed. Like, it's like the guy I was first date, last date, it was like sudden death. If you have a tiny bit of short of evidence on what's going on in this world, then you're suddenly you're a pariah. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an infidel.
That's because there's so many stupid people who don't know anything. They just know how to act like you're weird. Like, you know how to read a book? Ooh, he uses big words. Ooh, that's their emotional defense mechanism, Carol. God bless you. I appreciate you calling. I don't know what circle you're in, but I'd get out of it. When you're informed, you know how the world works. If you get into a circle that's smart like you are or more informed, then they'll appreciate that. But they have dumbed down so much of the public to a certain point now that it's, they get upset. And I'm telling you, someday, if you know how to tie your shoelaces, or if all your chromosomes line up right, and I'm serious, they're going to try to hunt us down. Because misery loves company. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, getting to this delegate thing, first of all, I had no idea that that's how it works. But after seeing that, I can already see, after Hillary steals the election, you're going to have MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell coming out saying, oh, well, this delegate process is very, very complicated. And it's not complicated. You stole the election from the man. The will of the people was they gave him more votes than Hillary, but because the election is rigged, they're going to give it to Hillary. And
why are you against women?
I am against that woman because she is a maniac who wants to do nothing.
I think we better hold on a minute. We don't need sexist here on the broadcast. Okay, listen to me, big shot. It's trendy and liberal that if someone gets 20% more vote, to have them lose. That's liberal. That's redistribution of delegates, and you're just afraid of a strong woman. Well, guess what? She's strong enough to take those delegates, and she's strong enough to put you in a forced labor camp. She'll show you. You see what she does to foreign countries? Back in Al-Qaeda to murder 200,000 Christians in Syria, she's going to show you, boy, the power of women.
Well, and it's going to come down to...
When Al-Qaeda rapes and kills the women and chops their heads off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's going to come down just to the email thing. After she steals the election and people pick a fit about it, they're going to come out and say, oh, they're just picking on Hillary. Don't you say this?
That's right. And you're only mad at Obama because he reportedly has some African lineage.
Yeah, no, it's not wrong to... Pardon me,
it's no. Spade
to spade.
No. See, they'll even distract and say that's racist. Sir, you need to learn to be mentally ill and like see a brown paper bag and get scared, or not see a bathroom, you know, not be able to go in men and women's or children's. You see, you need to freak out and have lawsuits over that, okay? But don't sue over the NSA spying on everything you do. That's okay. But just get upset all day long about stuff that doesn't matter, okay?
Yeah. Well, and going to the subject about having the government help raise your kids, even if it was the most perfectly, you know, angels running the program, you cannot write regulations and laws that apply to both kids in downtown New York.
Sir, Bertrand Russell, the hero of the left, said, you can read his writings, that when they finally take over, it will be a legend that they were ever even parents. They will one day say it was a conspiracy theory.
Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop top shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
For 20 years, I've had the liner on radio that we're broadcasting from deep behind occupied territory. And I did that on purpose. I did that because I studied history. A lot of folks got into Louis L'Amour books, or they got into Conan the Barbarian books, or they got into Spider-Man comics. And I read those too until I was about 10. Then I started reading Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II. Then I started reading the actual books written by Roman senators 2,000 years ago. By the time I was about 16, I'd read probably 500 history books. I was addicted to it. And when I knew history, then I looked at what was happening in America in my high school and then in college, and I said, this is unbelievable totalitarianism. I was in college, and I had read a book on Mao and how he killed 80-plus million people. That particular book was written by a Chinese-American. By the way, the Chinese admit he killed 80-plus million. Our CIA thinks 60-something million. and then what he taught and what he did and his slogans were being used at the college here in Austin. So then when you see Obama with his hand forward, like Lenin saying forward, and they use all the exact communist terms on MSNBC, it's in our face, folks. But I want to explain something. This isn't communism. They're using communism as a totalitarian operating system because much of the American left in the last century was influenced by it. The American left before that was Thomas Jefferson. It meant more freedom, more self-defense, lower taxes, and yes, more civil freedoms. The left was, you know, Christian abolitionist ending slavery. So they've so inverted reality, I don't even know what to call these people anymore. But now the Department of Education openly says they're going to send social workers at birth until you're 18 and, quote, co-parent. I mean, these are quotes. They're openly saying the doctors will ask your kids about guns in the house. This is the Stasi society. The left is on TV and the right calling for war with Russia. Generals are saying, let's more body bags, and Republican candidates saying, let's bloody their noses, let's shoot down Russian jets. And then if you go to drudgereport.com, our story's top linked, burn like hell, Satanists rally behind socialist Bernie Sanders. And folks, when we go out and protest at the local abortion clinic of the baby body parts being sold, you notice, quote, anarchists showed up who then had Mao and Stalin tattoos, and then announced we're Satanist, actually. And in my experience, they were black, they were white, they were Hispanic, but they all were like shriveled and hateful. You've seen the video. It went viral. And we're just screaming and yelling and spitting and grabbing our signs and but also stumbling around. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here. I want to ask Lou Rockwell, a preeminent libertarian intellectual, best-selling author, formerly Ron Paul's chief of staff, one of the top guys over at the Von Mises Institute. And we're going to take your calls later in the hour for folks that are holding. That it seems to be reaching a critical mass where there's a method to the establishment's madness, but they are going insane in front of us. And so many criminals, if you study criminology, serial killers will do a great job the first four or five people, but usually then they get real reckless. They start sending clues to the police. They get drunk while they're, you know, out driving around kidnapping women, and then they finally get caught. And that's what's crazy is just the statements of Hillary going, I came, I saw, he died, and I'm going to take the delegates that I want from Sanders. And and just the nakedness of these people. But, like, catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. It's dangerous. And the announcements that our kids belong to them and you're going to get this free and that free. And it's and they're so crazed looking. I mean, I don't judge people by how they look, but I mean, Hillary looks like a female version of the Joker. The cackling. I mean, I expect she'll jump on a broom any minute. She's a war criminal. And then all these weird Democrats, all these men and women going, I'm voting for her because she's a woman. It's just so vapid. I believe we've reached critical mass with statism. It is declining. People are waking up, but only those that are thinkers. We're winning the war in the news department, but in the entertainment department, that's where the real cultural brainwashing is. And I don't know if we're winning overall. We're winning some battles, but I got to tell you, when it clicked, and then Joe Biggs this morning, and we're going to our guest, said, you didn't know about this? And I said, no. And he goes, yeah, the memes are everywhere. It's well known, not just the communist slogans, but Hillary in all the debates now wears the exact style dresses that Mao Zedong's wife wore. I mean, they go down to the color tie with top experts and focus groups. I mean, it's too weird. Again, forward and Obama points as Lenin and their slogans and lean forward. It's direct Bolshevik Revolution stuff. And it's just so surreal. I keep expecting Rod Serling to walk out smoking a cigarette and tell me this is a 3D version of the Twilight Zone, because I don't have words at this point to describe how sick this has gotten. We interviewed him last week. He had been on probably 6 months. It's great to have him back. Our own Kit Daniels went down to a Von Mises Institute event, talked to him in detail, also talked to former Congressman Ron Paul. Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com, excellent news site as well. And again, I can't go over all of his bio. It would take too long. He's the chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, Austrian economics, the answer to crony capitalism, in my view. And, of course, he served as Ron Paul's chief of staff and a lot more. He was also the Republican Party nomination. He ran that exploratory committee for Ron Paul as well. And I'm going to stop right there, sir. You've heard my preface, but I'm asking you, you know, as a knowledgeable statesman in the fight for human dignity, what is this hallucination we're witnessing? Is this the death throes? Is it a tempter tantrum? Or do you disagree with me? Or are we seeing just bizarre displays of collectivist mental illness? Because it just gets, you know, ban the word father and mother, ban the words founding fathers, use ye or thee. I mean, it's beyond any cult. If I read a novel about a cult like this, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's cult programming. What do you say to that rant, sir?
Well, it is crazy, and I somehow think it's the neocons. I mean, I can't believe that sometimes I miss the Rockefeller World Empire. As evil as they were, they didn't actually seem to be insane. This bunch is insane. I don't care whether it's Hillary or it's the Republican version, Rubio and Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and of course, Bernie Sanders. There are a lot of crazy people, warmongers, people who clearly lust for shedding of blood. They lust for the shedding of blood of others. They lust too for the shedding of the blood of Americans, too. So it's absolutely true. They're sort of revealing their true selves. They do seem to be reveling in their victories, and they are enforcing insane policies. I mean, can you believe that they talk about mandating the registration of women for the draft? And according to the poll, anyway, 61% of American men went along with this. I mean, that's insane, too. Why? And, you know, of course, in some sense, we can see the regime in these sorts of activities is wanting to make men into women and women into men. And that goes along with all what you're talking about, the pronouns and the getting rid of mothers and fathers, not having boys and girls sections in toy stores or boys and girls sections in clothing departments. Everything has to be the same. Or rather the same, what did Facebook say, that there were 65 genders that you could choose among for your own on Facebook? So it's this goes right along with the crazed statism. They are just reveling in their power. And of course, these are people who love to do this to human beings. They just love to bomb. They love to kill, love to crush. They love to dominate. They love to lie to us. They love to take our children away. And they like to destroy our communities. Robert Nisbet, the great libertarian sociologist, pointed out that the state seeks to destroy every what he called intermediating institution. That is everything that stands between, he said, the naked individual and state power. So they want to get rid of states as versus the Fed. They want to get rid of communities. They want to get rid of businesses, of churches. Ultimately, they want to get rid of the family. They want to get rid of parents. And this is, of course, Plato's dream. This has been an ancient dream of these people. This is nothing new.
That's why I love getting you on, because we could say the French Revolution and the Jacobins trying to hijack the liberty movement was the most modern, you know, roots of communism. But really, it goes back to Plato and his plan to raise us like cattle and in the family itself. But then he would write the allegory of the cave, supposedly responding to his own vision. But he really is their God. He really is their model. How is their plan going? And, of course, I think you had a Freudian slip there, because I know you've written about the so-called democratic socialism not existing or libertarian socialism of Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't want to hate Sanders, and it's true he's not owned by crony capitalists, but, I mean, he's got to know socialism is a disaster.
Well, he says some good things. In the debate with Hillary the other night, he accused her of being pals with Kissinger. And as you say, talked about Kissinger having caused the genocide in Cambodia. And by the way, that's just the beginning of Kissinger's war crimes. It's a very bad man. And Bernie might have pointed out he's a big crony capitalist on Wall Street, too. Very, very bad guy. And he was right to point out that Hillary's connected with him. On the other hand, Bernie himself is clearly a neocon. You only had to hear him talk last night about the alleged threat from Russia and why the U.S. needs to... He practically called for a nuclear war with Russia. So this guy is no anti-war guy. He's not a peace guy. He reminds me that the neocons were originally all Trotskyites. Now they sort of moved away from that or pretend to move away from it. He's a throwback.
Talk about Twilight Zone. You just throw that out there. It's totally true. It's even been in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. It's not debatable that the entire neocon command base got run out of Russia. Their leader got killed with a ice axe in Mexico, Trotsky. And then they ran up here and took over the whole Republican movement and National Review, and the CIA brought them in and then sent them into Chicago Business School, and now they're back. They're all after Donald Trump. Now, obviously, Donald's not perfect. He says some stuff that I disagree with. But at the same time, I think it's him playing politics. With Bernie, it's a little bit different because of the neocon background and hating Russia so much, which you just astutely spoke to. So maybe get into some background on that. But Trump and Bernie, though, being so popular, despite what mainstream media does, shows me that this is a emblematic gauge or weather vane, bellwether, of the fact that there is a true uprising against the establishment taking place right now. Lou Rockwell.
Well, Trump says a lot of good things. He says a lot of bad things. He doesn't have a theory. I mean, there always need to be intellectuals in any movement like this. It can't just be one guy spouting off. There has to be a considered plan. There has to be a considered strategy. And unfortunately, that's lacking. On the other hand, his support, I would say, is by and large a very good thing. Bernie's support, I don't know to what extent, when he was talking about Kissinger last night, I wondered how many of his millennials have even heard of Kissinger, let alone know his significance. But I was glad he did it. On the other hand, I think he's fundamentally a very bad guy. Obviously, Hillary is a very bad person. All the Republicans are pretty bad, and Trump is sometimes good, sometimes bad. But just the fact that these guys are both hated by the establishment, I don't know to what extent the hatred of Bernie is real as versus manufactured. Not that they wouldn't rather have Hillary, but I think they could do just fine with Sanders. Socialism, yeah, socialism is a disaster. He's not a classic socialist. He doesn't want the government to own the means of production. He simply wants them controlled by the government. This is more properly described actually as fascism.
That's right. He's more of a fascist.
Socialism, yeah. And he's not a civil libertarian. He wants the entire social justice warrior program put into place. He wants egalitarianism enforced on society. He wants everybody made equal by the state. And this is something that comes out of the French Revolution, although we can trace it back to the Gracchi in ancient Rome. There has earlier roots. The notion that the state can make everybody equal. Now, since nobody is equal, Mises said that the key fact about the human race is our radical inequality. And he said, thank goodness, because if we weren't unequal, we were all identical, there couldn't be a market, there couldn't be social cooperation, there couldn't even be civilization. So inequality is not only a natural thing, a fundamental thing, but it's a good thing. So, but ever since, especially the French Revolution, these people have argued the state should make us equal. Since that's actually impossible, it gives all power to the state. So you have to believe in
that. And then all you do is create a psychotic ruling class that didn't even get there by being some conquering king who at least had some attributes that he was a more manipulative, smarter, systematic controller. That's a horrible system as well. But instead, the most weaseling crews of interloping sycophants get in control and then just start growing their system like a cancer. Have they gone too far, though, with screaming at their professors, and then the professors are fired because they dare say don't ban costume parties? I mean, is this level of just savage attacks on free speech, could that jolt what's left of the old left back into their senses, or will they just circle the wagons on a power trip and say, no, we need totalitarianism to create our utopia? Because I see so much of the mainline left really becoming pure mercenaries of globalists and saying, no, we are totalitarian. I mean, I remember a few years ago, the editor of the Financial Times of London came out and he said, and he named myself and others, but he said in two different articles, he said, okay, we are totalitarian. We are taking over. It is a planetary government, and we're smarter than you, and so we're going to do this. We deserve, because we're smarter, to rule you. And so to rule us, because they're so smart, though, they got to teach us that 2 + 2 = 5. So our kids are so fundamentally screwed up and know 60-plus genders and are obsessed with which potty they use instead of knowing how to read classical literature. I mean, what type of elite sabotages the brain of humanity so they can rule a madhouse of morons? I mean, that doesn't sound like an elite to me, Mr. Rockwell.
Well, it's an elite in that they want to rule all the rest of us, and they think that by all the immigration policies, all their economic policies, all their social policies, they can make everybody unhappy, make them frustrated, make them depressed, and not resist. So they feel that even though the average production ability of the average American may go down, In the all of it together, there's still plenty for them to, as you point out, a satanic element too. They actually like evil, and some of these elite groups that you've exposed, people worship pagan gods sounds like a joke, sounds like a bad joke, but they are attracted to evil and to Satan and so forth. Yes.
Well, you always cut right to the heart of it.
Satanic, right? So
you always please continue on that line, because I was brought up a Christian and I believe in God, but I wasn't, a strong Christian, if you call it that. And I was like, devil, okay, kind of a bad energy in the universe, whatever. But the more I studied the globalist elites and what they're involved in, and then criminology, how psychopaths usually, end up actually being into Satanism. Whether God's real or not, for the sake of argument for atheists, still in criminology and psychology, there is a manifestation. The Nazis were into the occult. Lenin was into the occult. They sell us that, there's no God, because they want to have the state be God, as you pointed out. But really, behind closed doors, they're into occultism. Please elaborate on that and why you think Satanists across America, the stories on DrudgeReport.com, are such big supporters of Bernie. I thought a real Satanist, they claim Anton LaVey style, is all about empowering the individual and doing what you want, do as thou wilt, is the whole law. But no, it isn't really that, is it? You sell people on joining your cult, you're going to have fun, but really you're going to be slaves on Satan's plantation. Lou Rockwell?
Well, of course, and even though they said do as thou wilt, you're not allowed to do as thou wilt. You have to do what they want. And, this is a very warped people. Does the Satan respond to this sort of thing? I mean, are they actually somehow communicating with him? I don't know. But they would like to be, and they are, self-consciously pro-evil. So they enjoy killing, and they enjoy, all kinds of horrible practices with other human beings that they engage in. Some of these cults, really horrendous. And, of course, they're all leftists. And I don't think you asked earlier, can we count on the left? I don't think so. I think the left has to be entirely rejected. I remember the last time I talked to Noam Chomsky, guys written a lot of good stuff. This was during the 2008 campaign. And he was very, very anti-Ron Paul. And he told me he would support Hillary over Ron Paul. This is an alleged anti-war guy. Why was that? Well, it's because they hate private property, and they hate everything that stems from private property. Private property is essential to the family. It's essential to economic life. It's essential to human civilization. They want to smash it all. They're far worse than anybody in Orwell's 1984. And of course, they've got unbelievable technology to spy on us. The government now admits that the whole point of the Internet of Things is to spy on us in our homes. They're spying on us to an extent that Hitler or Stalin or Big Brother and Orwell never could have dreamed of, and they're still not satisfied. They're still pushing. They want to get rid of cash, the better to control us.
Oh, I've talked to a lot of top leftists, as you have, and if you're having dinner with them, they'll admit it. They'll go, listen, I know the government's staging false flags. I know they're bringing the drugs in. I know they're doing all these bad things. But it's going to be our government when we finally get control of it, so we want it to be as big as possible. And you're right. They see anybody with their own property. That's why they have a war on lemonade stands and farmers markets and the Amish.
See
any normal, independent human activity, a happy Amish family out there, healthy, doing well, self-sufficient, and they pull their hair out because those Amish aren't watching television thinking Hillary's God.
Well, also, they don't want people being happy. It's what Mencken said about the Puritans. It applies to these guys. They can't stand it if anybody's leading a normal life and is happy and fulfilled. whether it's the Amish family or somebody else, they want to kill them. They want to crush them, like to send them to a camp. These people are just unbelievably evil, and those of us who are working against this, who are opposed to it, must never forget that we're working against people who are thoroughly evil with a capital E.
That's right. Lou Rockwell, I've been asking the questions. I want to see where you want to go when we come back, and we'll take calls. LouRockwell.com. We've got Mr. Libertarian with us today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
We're also going to get into that.
Alex
news.
Jones and
more
the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I don't really do that in private very often unless I'm seeing something just amazing happen in front of me, good, bad, or ugly. But when you've read, no exaggeration, probably 500 history books by the time I was 15, 16 years old, hundreds of Time Life books on top of that. I mean, I would go to the library and just get stacks of books and read them because it was so interesting. I probably read over 100 books on naval histories with England and Spain and Portugal and the Dutch and the East India Company. And I'm not up here bragging, oh, I read a bunch of stuff. I got into it because a history book was like every page was action and the wars and the subterfuge and the false flags and the secret societies and, you know, just Heinz Hobel's books, like 800 pages long on the Order of the Death's Head. And again, I don't just believe one book. I probably read, let's not exaggerate, 30 books on the SS, the Stundstaffel. And you sit there and you read all this and how they were battling this secret society and battling that secret society and how the OSS was run by this particular secret society. And it's just amazing. And then you go tell the public that and they look at you like you're a crazy person because you're informed. So that's how Lou Rockwell and I can just sit here and talk about the Jacobins and the French Revolution and Plato and all that because we've read their books. We know what they want. I mean, the French Revolution folks took reasonable anger at the system and then said in their own writings, we're going to have total power and be greater than any king. And we're going to overthrow and kill the Christians and, you know, just all this horrible stuff. And then you're reading this stuff, they're Satanist. And then it makes you a stronger Christian when you're like, and then you read this book by them, and it's how they want to end the family, have 9-day work weeks, make everyone their slaves, have the general public where we can't even talk, and how they had to fundamentally create a cosmology to get the serfs to rebel against the kings but make them absolute kings. So that's why I look at Bernie Sanders. He makes me angry. He's dangerous, folks. And I think Sanders knows exactly who he is and who he works for. Now, I'm ranting. I want to go back to Lou Rockwell, but that's why I get so concerned. Because if you caught a criminal in your house robbing your computers, you have an adrenaline rush, and you probably go run, lock yourself in a room, and get a gun or whatever. Or you'd go tackle them or whatever you would do, but you would get upset, and you'd be jumping around. People say, well, that's normal. I get upset because I'm watching now in fast motion classical flaming in fuego, French Revolution, Illuminati, Jacobin, Bolshevik science. I mean, I know it. And they know it. The same colors, the same slogans, the same names. And they're even power crazed. So that's why I start having adrenaline rushes here talking about it, Lou Rockwell, because I know you know about it. Ron Paul knows about it. But so much of the public is ignorant to how much danger we're in. And I hate to keep stressing that, but they're doing things they've never done before. Like you pointed out in a piece we aired last week that, and I'd like you to elaborate on that and then just talk about whatever subjects you'd like to get to, about used to they have War Powers Acts and, you know, debate them for 3 months to give the president authorization in Iraq, which was wrong, which wasn't done properly. Now the Republicans go, you know what? We just want to give you unlimited 360 global. A Democrat senator admits it's global martial law. His words, not mine. And they had White House run Media Matters and these other groups write articles saying I was a dangerous kook and not even showing the clip of the senator saying it, lying to their constituents, trying to keep them in the dark. So, A, can you speak to that? And then, B, how big a danger they are? Because you look at World War I, World War II, and other big global events, all major historians agree on record that we are approaching an event horizon for another World War scenario. And we see our leaders calling for it. This time we have nuclear weapons. Are we really going to let this elite destroy the planet? Because as you pointed out, the Rockefeller world government wasn't this psychotic. Lou Rockwell.
No, and these people, they seem to be psychotic. When you hear a guy like Bernie Sanders, or for that matter, the Republicans, most of them talking, except Trump, talking about what has to be done to Russia. U.S., of course, has been systematically, despite its promise, moving NATO up closer and closer the Russian border, seeking to take all the intervening territory and control it, put U.S. weapons there, aggressive weapons, aggressive armies. And it's very, very dangerous. It's something, in fact, that as bad as the Cold War was, didn't happen in the Cold War. Or rather, the one time it happened was the Cuban Missile Crisis. And that all happened because the U.S. had put its big missiles right in the Turkish area of Turkey, right on the Russian border, that could easily get to Moscow where they wouldn't have a chance for a second strike. It was very destabilizing. It was secret. So in order to end the Cuban missile crisis, Khrushchev said, look, we'll get our missiles out of Cuba if you get your missiles out of Turkey. John F. Kennedy, thank goodness, agreed to that. And that ended the crisis. And it was a very good thing to get rid of those missiles so close to the U.S. or so close to Russia. But these days, of course, you don't have that warning time when missiles are launched. Everything happens very fast. There are atomic bombs launched from satellites. And, of course, the planes, seaborne missiles. It's drones. I guess they're going to have drones with atomic bombs on them.
Yeah, the Russians have sea-launched cruise missiles that can go 2,000 miles. And they fly at about 100 feet. You can't stop them. You can't stop them.
Why don't you want to be, you don't have to be friendly with other countries, but why not at least be non-belligerent? I mean, it's in everybody's interest not to be belligerent.
Eisenhower was a general that conducted major wars, and he wasn't perfect, but he fired L.L. Lemnitzer and Curtis LeMay when they wanted to do a secret bomber attack on Russia. I mean, where are those type of people now that, I mean, because as you said.
And, Kennedy fired them, which maybe had something to do with his assassination, when they wanted to stage a false flag by having the apparent Cubans, would have been Americans pretending to be Cubans, shoot down an American jetliner in order to give a justification for invading and taking over Cuba.
Operation Northwood. So here we are desperately talking about trying to stop these psychos. I'm sorry, go ahead. How do we get that same urgency through to the public that this isn't a game, sir?
Well, we have to do what we're doing. We have to try to explain things to people. We have to point out evil when we see evil. We have to point out the fact that just to take what's going on in Europe with the vast inundation of immigration, they want to certainly make Christianity a minority religion in Europe, even more of a minority religion than it is. They'd like to do the same here. This is why this is happening. But it's also very good for political control. The more you can destabilize the society, the more you can break up social institutions, the easier it is for the government and the people controlling the government to live high out on the hog and also enjoy the destruction. These people, we can't ever forget, they enjoy war. They like sending young men out to kill or be killed. They get a charge out of it.
Remember, Kissinger called them cannon fodder. We
can't imagine the next-door neighbor or us or our friends ever wanting to do something like that. But there are people who not only like to do it, they glory in it. They love doing it. And so these are the people who rise to the top of government. These are the people who rise to the top of militaries, especially a global imperial military like the U.S.'s. And these are not good people. So what can we do? We can try to tell the truth. We can, try to defend religion, try to defend God. As you pointed out earlier, the state hates God. It can't stand the idea of something that people have a loyalty to it above the state. It's supposed to be nothing above the state. You're supposed to bow down to the state. Who knows? I always think that they actually look back in their secret ceremonies and so forth, look back on the glory days of the Egyptian pharaohs when the state was God. I mean, it was literally God. People worshiped the pharaoh. In some sense, they'd like that again. These are crazy people. They're evil people. And I'm afraid they're actually capable, even if they don't set out intentionally to do it, they're capable of setting in a chain of events similar to what happened before World War I. To start another world war. I noticed that the Russian foreign minister just said, if the West introduces ground troops into Syria to fight against Assad, that, for example, could very well become World War III. And are they willing to do it? Yes, of course, because the U.S. has targeted the three anti-Islamicist, anti-terrorist regimes in the Middle East. That is Iraq, Syria, and Libya. Destroyed two of them. Half destroyed the other one. Why are they doing that? Chaos. All empires love chaos because it's the old Roman slogan of divide and rule. So the more they can, more trouble they can cause, the easier it is for them to rule. So there's that. But they like killing. They like chaos. They love the idea of watching, watching the drone films as they bomb people's homes. They love that stuff. And as you point out, Hillary just glorying in the most psychotic. These people are all, of course, sociopaths, psychopaths. Hillary just glorying in the death of Gaddafi and the horrendous torture death. I'm not a fan of Gaddafi, but he was a lot better than what came after him. Same with Saddam Hussein. He was the protector of Christians, by the way. Same with Assad.
Let's expand on that. Let me ask you that question, Lou Rockwell. That's a very important question.
They're protectors of Christians. That's why one reason they wanted to get rid of them. So there's definitely a culture war going on But we got along with the Muslims before these people stirred everything all up. We can be peaceful with the Muslims. Whether they should be over in our country is, you know, another question, or whether they should be in such masses in Europe. Some are fine. By the way, yeah, Christians are not allowed to immigrate to Saudi Arabia. I don't want to shock anybody, but they don't want Christians there. That's okay with me. They have the right to have their own society. We have the right to have our own society, especially when somebody who's an immigrant is immediately put on fantastic welfare, has all kinds of benefits.
Absolutely. It's designed to bring them here.
And actually has more benefits and special deals than American citizens.
That's right, Lou Rock. Well, let me ask you this question. I want to go to some calls for you and talk about the election some. Because folks have been holding before you came on, but all these questions are very, very good. I'm not putting Vladimir Putin on a pedestal, but I actually do follow the real policies in Russia. They seem to be actually trying to reform it. The West is circling it and running economic warfare is making them very hard to do that. But they are incentivizing Christianity. They are incentivizing family. They are cutting taxes. They are. And then Putin comes out and says, and I've watched like hour-long talks of his ministers that are translated into English on RT, and they sit there like it's my show or you talking, and they go, there is a bizarre, you know, plan in the West to end the family, to institutionalize everything, similar to the tyranny we saw under the Bolsheviks or North Korea, and we do not want to do this. And the carbon tax is meant to sabotage and break down nation states. And I mean, they really get it. It seems like the Russians. Putin claims he was a big reader of Solzhenitsyn and met with him a bunch before he died. And Solzhenitsyn said, you have to stand up for Russia and, you know, don't kill all our people. This plan is meant to kill everybody. Solzhenitsyn basically wrote books about all this before he died. I mean, what has happened if Russia begins to catch the liberty bug? And again, I'm not lionizing it, but Russia verbally, but also in action, is standing against everything the West is doing. And so they get treated to George Soros bragging that he helped honcho the overthrow of the elected government in Ukraine.
Well, you know, Putin's a politician. It's a government. It really can't be good. But on the other hand, we should compare what happened before. What was it like under communism? I mean, Russia has made unbelievable progress towards civilization, towards free markets, towards private property. Is it perfect? No, unlike us, I guess. No, it's not perfect. But, you know, everybody in Russia, for example, all the Christians in Russia, and the vast majority of people are Christians. Putin, in fact, was baptized, secretly baptized as an infant by his wonderful mother. And he talks about this at a time when that was a criminal offense. So Christianity continued to exist in Russia. Now it's come back to full flower. Everybody is aware that the CIA's group called Pussy Riot, they sent these girls, these young girls, being paid into the chief cathedral in Moscow during
foreign spies. It's not a free speech issue.
They took off their shirts. One of them got up on the altar and urinated on the altar. And so when the Russian police came in and took him out of there and arrested him, this was, oh, what a horrible thing. They're condemning free speech. Well, you know, everybody in Russia was aware of what an unbelievable blasphemous act this was, promoted by the U.S., defended here in this country, although they didn't give the details. So that's just one small thing. The Russians realize they're being targeted. They realize they're not liked because Christianity has come back there. It shows why, no matter how much it's stamped upon, no matter how much, you know, how many tens of thousands of the Russian Orthodox priests were murdered in the most horrific way under Stalin, tens of millions of Christians murdered, tortured, put in the concentration camps, which nobody, of course, talks about. Yet Christianity survived. It's thriving in Russia. It's something that, you know, why can't we appreciate that? Why can't we look to the good? Plenty of bad stuff.
That's my next question. Why does the left particularly hate Christians? I mean, Muslims are allowed to go in, radical Muslims, and wipe them out by the hundreds of thousands, Western-backed. They relish bringing in the most war-torn, mainly Syrian invaders into Europe, and then let them rape and kill. I mean, the left, radical Islam on the surface, is 180 degrees the opposite of what the left claims. But really, isn't it just totalitarianism? Is that why they like it so much?
Sure, but they also, you know, they can't stand bourgeois civilization. They can't stand happy families. They can't stand happy communities. They can't stand happy churches. They can't stand people raising their children as they think they should be raised according to their ideals, not the state's ideals. They can't stand businesses free and independent. They can't stand people making their own decisions in their own lives. Everything has to be controlled. So they hate that about every bourgeois society. And to the extent that Russia has come back towards a bourgeois society as versus the horrific totalitarianism and the totalitarianism.
They're in competition with success. They're in competition with people being self-sufficient. They are in competition with prosperity. They want to be the ones making you stand in line for a month begging for some rotten food.
And, of course, that it's a lot of evangelicals point out that there's a passage in the Bible that indicates maybe at some point you'll have to have a barcode on your arm to be able to buy and sell. And, you know, in a sense that I'm not a big one on biblical prophecy, I must say, but certainly that looks like, you know, they'd like to have you have no cash. I never thought I'd feel nostalgic about paper money. I never thought that I would appreciate paper money. But, of course, these people hate paper money because they don't want you having cash. They want to outlaw cash. They want making it to impossible to take your money out of the bank. You'll be able to transfer it to another bank, but you won't be able to take it out.
And they won't bought a watch.
Purchase you have. I was so glad to see the deputy economics minister of Austria say, hey, we have a right to spend privately. The government has no right to know what we spend, what we eat, what we're spending on.
That's right.
Our investment. And it's an outrage to try to limit the amount of cash that people can use, which, of course, has long ago happened in this country. The war on cash has been going on.
That's right, Lou Rockwell, we got to go to break. Stay right there. Amazing. We're going to come back with a few calls from the other side. The war on free speech just accelerates and continues.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drink, drinks and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
wish a buck was still silver.
I think that's what Lou Rockwell was talking about. He's criticized his private Federal Reserve funny money. You know, for criticizing that for 45 years and saying it back to, you know, real currency issued by Congress. And then now here we are defending cash because the next step is totally digital, where they admit they're going to tax and track you and control you and do bail-ins and charge you a bunch of money every time you use your card. Bank of America already does that. I mean, you think you're getting raped now. Wait till the cashless society's here. He's got a new book coming out. He's going to tell you about that. After he leaves us, I'm going to keep just going to the next hour with David Knight because I'm going to your calls. Debbie in New Jersey, Alexi in England, Carson in Missouri, Clifford in Delaware, Richard in Arkansas. I'm going to get to Clifford first when we come back in the next segment after Lou Rockwell leaves us. We need to get aggressive. We need to get in shape. We need to eat healthy. We need to spend time with our families. We need to, if you can't find a church that's speaking out against the New World Order, our country was founded by Christians, you know, the Black Brigades, then go create your own church. You know, we need to let folks know the state is not God. And we also need to counter the glyphosates in the water, the fluoride, high-quality water filtration systems, InfoWarsStore.com, a win-win funder operation, get high-quality products. Anthroplex is a key compound, a mixture of known herbs and compounds that block these estrogen mimickers. They don't simulate testosterone or other hormones from a doctor group reports. They just get your body to release what you already should be. All I know is I've had incredible results with super male and super female vitality because I take them both. They work for both males and females. Anthroplex is designed for men, works great with women. It's kind of like the secret commercial, strong enough for a man, made for a woman. This stuff's all tweaked a little different, but just get a bottle of Anthroplex. 15% off introductory offer when you get it with super male vitality. And you can also get free shipping. That will end this weekend. We've extended it 2 days. It's very popular. A lot of folks wanted us to wait so they could get paid, I guess, and get it. So thank you for your support. InfoWarsLife.com. They have some other specials that end as well this weekend. You watch. Next Monday, these specials are gone. The new Hillary for Prison t-shirt is out. What difference does it make? It says on the front. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Lou Rockwell, it's always great to have you on and banter back and forth with you and just warn people. I don't think we have strong enough language for historically how deep of a you-know-what we're in. But in closing, tell us about your new book. And Ron Paul says he has hope. Do you have hope?
I do have hope because we're speaking the truth, because we have the truth on our side, and because, you know, this is the great battle that has always gone on through all of human history between power and freedom. This is nothing new. It has been going on for many thousands of years. I actually think we're in a better, despite all the horrible things that are happening, we're in a better position than we've ever been because far more people understand what's at stake. Far more people are reading, as you're talking about. When I was a kid, I haunted the library and read history books too. And you notice that you can't do that anymore. All the library stock are New York Times bestsellers. They don't stock all the great history books and other sorts of books the libraries used to specialize in, all gone. That's not a coincidence. They don't want kids reading that sort of stuff. But we can go on Amazon. We can go to other sites like that. We can still get all these books. And there's a lot of home, you know, because homeschooling.
You sell a bunch of books
at all levels.
You sell a bunch of books at LouRockwell.com.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And it's very, very important. This is your first duty, I would say your first pleasure to, is to educate yourself, to learn about history, to learn about economics,
right,
to learn about the things that the government doesn't want you to know.
Well, these are real heroes. These are real people that really did it. You see what they did, and then you ask, where are those renegades and heroes today? Well, it's us. We've got to do it.
Well, they still exist, and I think there's a lot of reason to hope. Again, there's much the knowledge of the right of Austrian school economics and libertarianism is far more broad than it's ever been in human history. So that's all for the good. Does that mean we've got anything easy? No, we've got a very, very tough fight on our hands. The fight has always been tough. And
that's the animating contest for liberty. Lou Rockwell, God bless you. Great job. LouRockwell.com. Fourth hour with David Knight, myself. Your call first. From Albion to New Jersey, we're coming to you.